Here comes Inspirational Gold with Carol Gold. Truth, empowerment, and inspiration. If you're tired and done with news that has an agenda, politicians that seek only re-election, and a culture run amok, Carol Gold awakens you to what is and what's possible. And now, supporting you on the journey, honoring you in your choices, empowering you to be your highest self, and always lighting and leading the way, here is Carol Gold.
Hi, and welcome to Inspirational Gold. I am Carol Gold. I'm here for several reasons. I'm here for you. The number here is 858-777-8442. I'm here to provide whatever support, guidance, help, caring, love, whatever it is that I can do for you to help you get through the times that we're living in now with greater ease or at least greater clarity. I'm also here to try to, I guess I want to say, stimulate your mind so that you ask questions not only of yourself but of the life you're living. We are all faced with difficulties. We are all faced with challenges, and probably nothing more profound recently than what happened in France this week. 16 people died, obviously, 12 at Charlie Hebdo and 4 at the Jewish deli. 4 more are in critical condition from that deli. And so, you know, doing a spiritual show, and we're going to get to the queue tonight, don't worry. Doing a spiritual show, there's a challenge always. If we want to be honest, with ourselves about spirituality, then we have to realize that we live in a 3D world still. We may have glimmers or glimpses, or we may even be in a 5D world, but we still have the remnants of a 3D world. We're still in physicality. And so no matter how spiritual we are, no matter how much love we want to send out to the world from our hearts every day, no matter how positively we want to think, we also have to be practical and realistic as to what it is like to live in a 3D world when everyone isn't sending out love from their heart, and everyone isn't along a spiritual path, or at least they're not as far along the spiritual path as some of us may be. So I wrote a blog this week, and I just want to briefly share it before I get to my cue. And it was really about the United States not sending anyone of significance to France to represent us, and how disappointing that was to the world. And in my blog, I shared 2 very personal stories, and I shared them because I believe that we are all destined to help one another, and it's our own experiences that help others realize they're not alone. And so I don't have any secrets. I've talked about everything on air imaginable, including an attempted suicide when I was in my 20s. And what I referenced in the blog was that I've been married twice and I've been divorced twice. The first time I was married, it was for 11 months. I was 23 years old. And that's when I tried to commit suicide, at the end of that marriage. And not because of the marriage, because of a lot more than that, that we don't need to go into, that preceded it. But when I was being resuscitated in the emergency room, my ex-husband got a call, or my estranged husband at the time got a call about what had happened, and he didn't know what to do. So he called his lawyer, and his lawyer said, do you ever intend to reconcile with her? And he said, no. And the lawyer said, then don't go to the hospital. If you do intend to try to reconcile with her, go to the hospital. Well, he didn't come to the hospital. And I know the story's true because he told it to me a year later when he, in fact, did try to reconcile. And, of course, it was too late. And then I was married again for 17 years, and we had a child in that marriage who's now a 21-year-old young woman. And when we were separated, my mother passed away. And my ex-husband had actually been kind of close with my mother. And so my then estranged, not yet divorced husband did not come to my mother's funeral. He did not come to my mother's funeral, and he did not come and support his daughter at her grandmother's funeral. And I wrote in the blog that both of those men made choices in the moment that, whether I agree with them or not, were very strong statements made through their absence. And so we made a very strong statement to the world through our absence this week, a decision by this administration, for whatever reason, not to show up. And the statement to the world was one of many, depending on your interpretation. I won't go into all of them because they're political in nature, and that's not what this show is about. But suffice it to say that none of them are good. And the message, the takeaway from that for me is, both from the stories of my two former husbands and from the president this week, and myself, because in my life I have twice failed to show up when I needed to show up. And I carry that with me and probably will my entire life. The point I want to make spiritually about all this is, we really have to ask ourselves in difficult moments that are highly emotionally charged, if I choose X, do I want to look back and be X? Do I want to look back? Is that how I want to see myself? Because clearly in the moment, I'm emotionally stressed and I'm making decisions from an emotional place. But do I want to someday look back and see that this was my choice and how will I feel about it? Because things are often irreversible. And we are on a continuum of growth, all of us. We are all, every day, filled with opportunities to grow into our higher selves. And we need to be prudent and cautious and conscious around those decisions that we make every day, particularly when our emotions are triggered. And I know that's the hardest time to do it, but that's the time it really counts, because that's the time we're likely to err and then wish we had chosen differently. So, I hope it's helpful. Let's go to the queue. Area code 631. Hi, this is Carol. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Hi.
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Ah, I hear a little bit of the accent in the Long Island.
Yeah.
What can I do for you,
yeah,
Susan?
I just had questions, and then maybe you can talk to my friend, too, because she's here, Rita. But I was wondering, what do you see with my love life or anything? He's just having a hard time with stuff. Love life, finances, anything.
Okay, so first of all, let's give me a moment, and let me look at those three things. You said your son, well, not in this order. You said love life, your son, and finances. So
yeah,
So the first thing I'm hearing is the order in which you're addressing them is important. And so it should have been, or it needs to be, when you re-examine them, my son, the finances, the romance.
Well, not really, because he's living with his dad and there's nothing I can do about it, and he sees me, I just miss him, so I have to have a little bit of happiness other ways.
Yes, but you implied that there's
a problem. And I concentrate on him when he's with me.
You implied there's a problem in relationship to him.
Oh, no, not problem. It's just I miss him.
Okay, so what did you want? Let's stay with this for a minute. What did you want to know on that topic of your son?
I guess, is he just going to live with his dad forever? Is he going to be all right? I know he misses me too. Stuff like that.
He's very sensitive.
Yes, he is.
He's in at the moment a working out a karmic relationship with his father. There is a cleaning up and a clearing out that needs to be done that he's doing with by the way, courageously and with integrity, I want to say.
Oh, I know that. He's a good kid. I know that.
Okay, I'm just verifying for you so that you understand that I am tapped into him.
Yes.
And yes, he will at a point in time live with you. Is he currently under the age of 16?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, is he around 9?
No, my God, but he, I'm going to cry that he, when he was 9 3/4, a month before his 10th birthday, he went to live with his dad.
Okay, so
he's going to be 14 in February.
Okay, so what I got initially was somewhere at 16 or after 16, he will live with you. And I also got that, you know, that 9, when I asked, was he 9, because it was a marker. That 9 was a marker in his life.
Oh, my God, yes. Yep, he was a month before his 10th birthday.
Right. So it was an appointment that he had in life, part of his prearranged contracts in this lifetime. And actually, I'm hearing, be concerned less for him than you are, because he's going to come through this just fine. And is your ex, is there a possibility he could move away?
He's told my son that he wants to get married and live in Colorado. I don't like, because I don't want to go on and on, but he's told my son, I'm going to give you the house, you're 18, work on the ferry, stay here, and I'm going to go with my wife or fiance, they're not married yet, to Colorado, and you can stay here by yourself. I don't want that for him. I want him to venture out.
No, that's why I'm saying, despite what your ex is saying, I do see him leaving, and I do see your son coming back to live with you. This thing with living on his own and giving him whatever, the furry, whatever, it's not going to happen. I just isn't going to happen. He is going to bolt. He is going to move away, your ex, and your son is going to come back and live with you.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to do that till my son turned 18.
I don't care what he said. You're calling me, right? You're calling me.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that that's what I'm seeing. So don't buy into what he said. Give it energy.
I don't mean that. I'm saying I don't know if it's going to be 16. I meant his dad told my son he's not going to leave till he's 18. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what I'm telling you. Don't buy into that reality. It's not going to happen that way.
All right, that's good. That's good.
So, yeah, let your ex-husband's version that he's verbalizing to your son and then therefore to you, let that go, because that's not the way this is going to unfold. Okay?
Well, that's good. I mean, I know he's happy in the school and everything like that, but I see sadness too, so it just upsets me.
Well, he's sad because he's torn away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it's okay. He's going to come through this all right. That's the important part.
Good, it is. It is.
Let's just, let me just see here. Are you looking for work?
I'm subbing right now, yeah.
Yeah.
I was working as a teacher assistant, but it paid. By the time they took out for child support and health benefits and stuff, I was making peanuts, and I can't do it anymore. So I'm subbing in hopes of getting something at a school that at least pays when you're off vacation and all that.
Okay, so what else do you do or can you do in your spare time other than teach? What is it?
I just applied to like a BJ's to do demonstration work, hand out food. I'm just waiting for them to call me.
Okay, maybe it's the handing out, because I see your hands being a source of additional income.
Dan. I'm waiting to hear. My friend's trying to get me in.
Okay, that should come through.
You think? Yeah, I'm waiting to hear. I thought I was going to hear this week, because my friend keeps talking to the manager.
Okay. Is Rita there? Because for some reason I want to talk to Rita.
Yeah, can I just ask really one more quick question?
Sure. Just
met a guy, and we're talking on the phone for like a week and a half, and we're going to meet January 21st. Do you see it going good? We talk every day.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the physical attraction when you actually meet him.
He's not going to be with me, or I'm not going to be with him. I mean,
no,
he's
I'm
not going to be attracted
not,
to me, or I'm not going to be attracted to him.
Let me talk. I'm not sure that he's going to be what you want. I'm not sure he's going to be what you want. There seems to be some gap. I'm not sure what it is, but it may not be there on the phone, but I feel it'll be there in person.
Oh.
Let me talk to Rita.
Hello?
Rita?
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, Rita. How are you?
Good, good.
What's
I want you to give me a good news, some, but I am in a lot of stress right now, and I want to get over all the headaches. I don't know what to do, and it's a big stress for me. And I have my house went on fire.
How did the house go on
fire? I
want
to see if you can see anything.
How did the house
what
go on
I
fire?
What can I do?
Rita, how did the house go on fire?
My house, we were sleeping in the middle of the night, and the house went on fire with the boiler to heat the house.
So where are you living now?
I am by my daughter.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, it's very important for you to stop thinking forward and stop thinking backward. They want you to calm down and live in the present, because although you are under a lot of stress, you're escalating the stress by focusing on it. You're giving it way too much energy. So things are about to clear up for you in some of the areas where you've been stressed. There will be some clearing, some good news. But you have to be open to receiving it, and it feels like you're worrying all the time. Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah.
Because I went through a lot of my life.
Yes.
I did.
But I know, I understand, but what I want you to try to put the past behind you. I want you to try
okay.
to not think about the past. The past is gone. Whatever happened is over. And
okay.
you're in charge of what story you tell yourself about the past. If you keep telling
right.
yourself the story that makes you feel badly about all that happened, then you constantly whip yourself. You constantly beat yourself. You constantly bring that into your present. And it isn't here anymore, Rita. Some good things are waiting to happen to you, but you have to make space for them to happen. Do you understand
okay.
what I'm saying? Space in your mind
yes.
and space in your mind and space in your heart. Now, what's going on with your family? You have a daughter you're living with, right?
Yes.
Is there tension there too?
A little tension in there too with my daughter.
Yeah, I feel that. So, is that coming from her?
Yes, because she don't listen and she wants to do what she wants to do. I don't even know what to do with her.
Okay, so is she divorced?
No, she never got married. She's got two kids, and then I have another daughter, which we are stressed out with her. The second daughter is the one of the problem, because she's doing things that she's not supposed to.
Okay, and the second daughter's what, like
18?
So
if I'm wrong or I'm right, I have no idea what she's doing.
Is she 18 or around 18?
She's in her 30s.
30s, okay. And how old's the other one?
The other one is 34, and the other
okay.
one is 30.
So the one you're having trouble with, is she acting like she's 18 years old?
She acts like 18, but she's not.
Yeah. No, I understand. But she's very immature and wild and rebellious and not at all like a 30-year-old or a 34-year-old.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay.
She's, yes.
Okay, so here's
she was good. I don't know what happened to her.
Uh-huh. Well.
She was very good. She started this when my husband got sick.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She started all of this. And now it's no control over her.
It has to do, I was going to say, it had to do with a man, what happened to her. And you're telling me her husband got sick?
No, my husband got sick.
Oh, yeah. It has
my
to
husband
do with,
got sick, and my husband got sick, that's when she started in. And
yeah,
then she went herself and do things that she's not supposed to.
Right, and she also got involved with a very bad guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay. So you all you can do, you can't, she can't hear you. You can't give her advice. You can't reach her. She's in a place where she's like a horse that got out of the barn and it's running wild in the field, okay? You have to let her run until she burns out of energy, and then she'll be able to hear you. In the meantime, all you can do is send her love from your heart. You have to let go of her. You can't help her right now, and you can't fix her. You didn't break her. You don't have to fix her, okay? She's just going through something that she needs to burn off, like energy. Just let her go through it, Rita, and focus on nothing other than yourself every day, figuring out ways to stay calm, stay present, and nurture yourself. Let go of the worries and nurture yourself. Give yourself a chance for some good things to happen, because I see them happening.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think about financial? You think I'm going to be okay with the financial? Because right now I'm in a lot of stress for that too.
Was there insurance on the house?
Well, this is a long story. My husband took the first medication, and that was doing okay. Then I fell back, and I can pay it. Then I went for doing another medication to get the house back. Meantime, I did the medication a month ago in November. They told me I was supposed to do the first payment. So I did the first payment and the second payment. Then I was supposed to put the insurance in the house. I never got to it, and the house went on fire. Now I'm in a lot of stress because I don't know what to do. And right now I got everything inside in the house, whatever's in the house. I am by my daughter. She's got her own kids, and meantime I'm there. It's a bigger mess. I don't
who
even know what to say.
Rita, who owns the house?
I am.
It's in your name?
Yes. Well, it's my name,
Rita,
and my husband's
Rita,
name.
Do you owe money on it?
Yes.
Is the house worth more than what you owe on it?
Right now, no.
Because of the fire?
Yes.
Okay, have you thought about... Okay, so the one thing I'm hearing two things. I'm hearing that...
Okay.
I'm hearing that it's very important to clean out the house. To
okay.
clear it out and clean it out. Get rid of everything you don't absolutely have to keep in your life. Get rid of it. There's a lot of junk there, I'm feeling. There's a lot of energy
right.
there. There's a lot of energy there that needed to go in that fire. It needed to be life. So go through it like a trash can. Go through it and I don't need this. Make a yard sale or give it away or whatever you have to do. See what you can sell that can actually bring you a few dollars, but otherwise just give it to a charity or whatever or throw it in the trash. And then once you do that, that's when I feel that the gifts from God will start to come your way and things will start to lighten up.
Okay.
Okay?
Because
all right, Rita.
Since I moved in the house, a lot of bad things happened to me there.
Since you moved into
Hello?
The house?
Yes.
Since you moved into them. Yes, because you need to clear out that space, and that's why I asked if you owned the house and was it worth more than it was owed on, because I really want you to get rid of the house. I really don't want you to live in that house. But until you can do something about it, I want you to clean it out and clear it out.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
That's what I want to do, though.
Okay.
I put it myself to myself. I say I'm going to do that because a lot of things happening. Since I moved in to now, I have a bad experience on that the day I put my foot in.
Okay. Okay, Rita.
And I'm thinking that's why my husband passed away, because I don't know if you think what I'm thinking.
Rita, it doesn't matter. It's past. That's what I'm telling you. Get present. Clean out your life. Things
you
will
think
happen.
I have a ghost in the house?
No, there's no ghost in the house. There's just, no. You just need, that house is incompatible with your energy, that's all. It's incompatible with your energy. You need to leave the house, and you need to not fear not fear ghosts and not fear negative energy, and just begin to clean out your own life and things will turn around for you, okay? Blessings to you, Rita.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Let me get another caller in here. I'm sorry I took so long. I've got people in the queue. Area code 207 waiting patiently. Hi, this is Carol. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Carol. My name is Tom. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, did you say Tom?
Yes.
Hi, Tom. What can I do for you?
I'd like to know, I'm unemployed. I get disability. And
yes.
I'm thinking about starting my own business around April. I have some help from the SBA, and this will be a sole proprietorship business. What are your feelings on this?
I'm feeling actually very good about it. I had a feeling like you would. The disability will go away if you get past a certain threshold of income. Is that right?
No,
or
it's
not
right.
No, the disability will stay no matter what?
Correct.
Okay, so what I first saw was half of whatever the disability payment is, I saw you reaching that number really fast. Now, I don't know what the disability payment is, and I don't know whether half of the disability payment would make a difference to you, but in other words, I see 50% of the value of the current disability payment coming to you as income through the new business.
Well, that's good.
Okay, and so I see it as I see it steady. It looks solid to me. It just looks very solid, and I feel very good about it.
Good, because there are only two other businesses, three of the same type, in 50 miles of here.
Yep. You got a good idea. It feels very solid. And I also see you getting help, not just the SBA help, but actual physical help from someone, or more than one someone.
Very good.
Yep. I see people somehow, I see you with other people getting involved in this. I'm not sure how, but Tom, it's a great idea. And they're saying bravo to you for following through with it.
Good deal.
Blessings to you, Tom.
I won't take up too much more of your time. Thank you very much.
No, that's okay. Blessings to you. Thank you. I just want to try to reach. I've only got like 3 minutes left. Let's go. This looks like a Skype call, I guess. Area code 11111. Hi, you're on the air. This is Carol. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'll go really quick. Thank you. I'd like to find out if you could interpret something for me. There's a gentleman that comes out when I go walking. He looks like he wants to speak with me. And I had a dream about him. He came into my dream. And he and my mom, who has passed, he was having a conversation with her, and they hugged each other. And then I never saw him again in the dream. And I'd like to find out, is this going to develop into something? I'd like to meet him, but it's slow in coming.
It feels like this is a past life relationship, that you knew him from another lifetime. And for some reason, when I see him, he looks very ephemeral to me, meaning he looks like he's not quite totally earthbound. It's a strange thing. Okay. I'm not sure what that's signifying. It may be his mental state. It may be the way he relates to other people. But there's something about him that's kind of airy, like not grounded and solid. It isn't necessarily bad. I'm just not sure he's a viable mate or partner. But no harm in getting to know him. And yes, I feel you'll have an opportunity to do that, even if it doesn't develop into something.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking for a long-term relationship, and if he's not that grounded, then it probably wouldn't work.
Well, you'll make that determination. You'll make that determination when you meet him.
Yeah, and in the dream, at the end of the dream, I smelled a foul smell. So I don't know, after my mom hugged him in the dream. So I don't know if that's kind of like telling me it's not as pleasant as I...
I just think he's not grounded. It's all that I think it is, and you need someone much more solid. We're out of time. I'm sorry for the people that are in the queue. You can always go to my website, Carol, carole gold.com, and work with me privately. Blessings. Namaste.